could get awkward. Wait.
Those are.
Wait, did you?
Sure. This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect. Welcome to another episode of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Janelle.
I'm Samantha.
And I wanted to share a story about. I want to say this is really stupid of my boyfriend, but we'll just go with forgetful. So this
it's
literally
a trend. Trend in starting our episodes with stupid things Adam does.
So this literally happened today, and while I was at work, super nice of him. He said, "Hey, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do groceries. What do you think we need for the house?" So I know I eat a little bit differently than he does, typically for lunch, and I think I have a better memory than him as well. So there's a few things that I messaged him. We need this, 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 and this, and I messaged a few other things while he was out. And so he went and he did groceries. So then I come home for lunch, and not that we were in dire need of a few of the things that I had suggested, but I knew we'd need them later in the week. And I'm looking at the groceries, and I think, where are the cucumbers? Where's the cheese? Where's the oatmeal? Where are all these things that I mentioned and texted to him? So he would have had a list.
And
And he's a list person. He loves to make lists. And when we go grocery shopping together, he'll often write it down in his phone or text it to just us so we have it. And then when he's in the store, he'll look at it and make sure that he has everything. So super uncharacteristic of him. And I say, you know, where is all this stuff that I asked you to get? And he comes out and he goes, "Yeah, funny you say that. I thought that I had bought that." And it was one of the items. And then he figured he just forgot to get that one item.
Okay.
And then he goes, "But I know I bought cheese. I remember putting it in the cart." And I said, "Well, did you leave it in the car?" And he said, "I don't think so." So he goes out and he looks in the car and looks in the trunk, looks in the back seat, can't find these groceries anywhere. He comes back into the house and he says, "You know, let me look at the receipt and make sure I actually bought these items." And I'm not just talking about one item. I'm talking about multiple items that somehow he's blacked out at the grocery store. And doesn't remember purchasing about a half an hour ago. Like, this is not a long time span.
Amazing.
And so he's looking at the grocery store bill and he goes, "Yep, there's cheese, there's cucumbers, there's pasta sauce, there's this, 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 and none of it's in our house."
What the hell? So
I said to him, I said, "You need to call the grocery store. You probably," and he's like, "Well, I remember putting it in the cart." I'm like, "Adam, it's on your receipt. You bought these groceries. They're somewhere."
Oh my God.
So I told him to call the grocery store because he probably left the paid for groceries.
Like on the
checkout
or something. Yeah.
He calls the lady and she's like, "Yep, they're here. We got them." So then we went to the grocery store for a second time today and picked up the rest of our groceries.
That's awesome.
And he said, "This is what you get for getting me to do groceries on my own." I was like, "I never asked. You offered."
Does he not usually do groceries sometimes by himself?
Not regularly. We often do them together. Just
boyfriends, like toddlers. We usually do groceries together as well, but either one of us will go anytime we need to get stuff. But, and we have a Google Home Mini, so we both can access our shopping list there from our phones and check things off or add things to the list or whatever.
That's really cool.
It's awesome that we have that kind of shared list that either one of us can access. But it's funny sometimes because even with that, Spencer will end up bringing home the wrong size of something or not at all what I had in mind when I wrote cheese or something like that. So if he is going to go and I'm not going with him and I have specific things in mind, we'll kind of go through the list together so I can, if it just says cheese, then I can say I wanted shredded or I wanted brie or something like that or whatever, like things that are just in my mind.
Yeah. I can understand getting that mixed up if you wanted shredded or, you know, you would need to be particular with certain things. But Adam, he hammers it into me all the time that I need to be more specific when asking anything of him. Okay. And the other day we got into like a bit of an argument because I had asked him if he could finish the laundry or do the laundry. Mm-hmm. And because we had started a couple of loads and there was a load in the dryer that needed to be folded, a load in the washer that needed to be moved and all that, and then start a new load. And so I was hopping into the shower and I said, could you finish the laundry or do the laundry or whatever it was? It was around that terminology. And so I get out of the shower and I see a pile of unfolded clothes just flopped onto our bed.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And I said to him, what? Why didn't you fold the laundry? And he's like, you just told me to, you didn't tell me to fold it.
Oh, my God.
And I almost, like, it was a calm argument, discussion, debate. But I said, in what world does do the laundry mean dump a bunch of dump a bunch of clothes on the bed that are unfolded and now getting wrinkly?
Yeah.
And he just is so persistent that you need to be specific in what you're asking me to do. You tell me to fold the laundry, I'll fold it. And I
when
said,
you initially said that, I was like, that's fair. But after hearing the story, I'm like, oh, okay, come on. Jesus Christ.
Okay, I'm glad that you're on my side because I didn't think it was that ridiculous.
I'm also particular about the laundry, and so we're in a good place where Spencer can, he knows how I want things to be hung or where they, how I want them to be folded or put, like, for my clothes kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. But for a while, like, the first couple of years we lived together, I was like, do not touch my clothes, like, once they're clean. I will hang them up because I want to hang them on their seams and fold them the way I want them folded and that sort of thing. But now he, for the most part, will do them the way that I want them to be done, which is awesome. But there's, like, a couple, like, I have this sweater with this really long floppy neck, and yesterday he was hanging up clothes and stuff, and he just, like, handed me that one. He was like, can you hang this one up? I have no idea. Like, the wide neck thing threw him off or whatever. So we're in a good spot that way, but it was funny because I have several pairs of fleece-lined tights. So they're just, like, thick, warm tights that I can wear with basically anything. And over time, I've had fewer and fewer pairs, and I don't... It's just been a very fleeting, momentary thought where I go, huh, thought I had more, but I don't think about it that much. So I was recently planning on going to buy a bunch more pairs of my fleece-lined tights because I only had two left and I didn't really know where they went or why. Mm-hmm. And then I was with Spencer folding clothes and I saw him roll them up and put them in this other drawer that I would have never looked for them. And so then I went and I found like six more pairs of my tights. And I was like, sweet, they're all here the whole time. And it was good timing because it was just before I was going to go buy more.
That's so hilarious.
It was like getting a whole new set of tights and he had just been putting them in a different spot.
I'm finding my socks are slowly disappearing because Adam doesn't pair his socks up, his like matching socks. And so he was just throwing a lot of my socks that look very similar to his socks in his drawer, and I was not having matching socks, and I'm losing all my pairs, and I just have a bunch of onesies, and I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, man.
So
that little punk nugget.
That's the biggest hurdle, I think, and also, okay, now that I'm just, like, on a rant about how Adam... I think these are the waves of going through learning to live with somebody.
Pains, right?
This is the first time I've ever had to live with a boyfriend. And I think living with a roommate, I would treat it completely different than with a boyfriend.
It's different, yeah.
I would actually say something to my boyfriend as opposed to a roommate. I just kind of let it slide, I think, a little bit more. But he will be tackling the weekly chores, cleaning the house or whatever it is. So I'm dusting. I always usually do the bathroom just because I know I'm going to be doing... a job
we'll do
that
a better job.
Yes, I was going to try and word it a little bit nicer than that, but yeah. I'll say, hey, you do the kitchen then. And he's good with washing dishes for the most part. But I find that he just half-asses it. He'll leave a dish or two in the sink after just washing all these dishes. And I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. Finish the job. And then he won't wipe the counter off either. And he'll have said, okay, I'm done. Like, what do you want me to do next? Okay, can you take out the garbages? Can you sweep the floor? Whatever the next another job is. And then I come into the kitchen and the sink, and like the sink's dirty or the counter's not wiped off. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing?
This is so hilarious because these are all the same conversations Spencer and I had to have when we first started living together. Doing the dishes and cleaning up also includes wiping down the counter and rinsing out the sink.
Yes.
And also the other thing. So I'm very particular and organized and like things done a certain way. So it's been an interesting, we're in like a the best spot we've been in now where, so I like to do things a certain way, which means I can be kind of controlling about specific things. For example, when we go do groceries and then we bring groceries home and we're unpacking them and putting them, I say to Spencer, do not help. Just once the bags are in, step away and allow me to unpack things and put them exactly where I want them to be. He's kind of had to advocate for the fact that, you know, he wants to put groceries away too sometimes and like he wants to be able to help. Too. So it's been an interesting kind of, I have to relax a little bit and let him help me. And then he also has to learn how to help me in a way that is helpful and so that I'm not going back and doing it myself again. So it's both of us have kind of learning curves and have had to.
For sure. I think I also have a bit of the control and liking things a certain particular way, most likely because of the way I grew up. My mom was a very particular housekeeper. Yeah. And so that's just kind of the way that I learned. And then if a job isn't done like I learned how it to be, I think it's not done right. And so I have a problem with it or I'll have, you know, what are you doing kind of thing. And I understand that I am a little bit controlling in that kind of sense and being particular. But I also say to Adam all of the time, because I it gives me guilt to feel like I'm constantly nitpicking about the way a certain thing is done. But if I don't say anything about it, it's going to drive me even more insane. And I really try to go about it in the most calm and collected way, in a nice manner. I say, you know, can you please do this? It's driving me insane. Or, you know, next time, can you remember to try and do it this way or whatever it is? And
it's like you were saying, it's different when it's a roommate. You can be a little bit more lenient or whatever, but when it's a partner that you're living with, you want to address it and you want to address it in a way that's productive because for me anyways, I'm going, if he doesn't learn to do it the way I want to do it, for the rest of my life, this is going to piss me off.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so that's the kind of urgency about it is,
And if anyone is thinking we're crazy, controlling freak people right now,
go fuck yourself.
The argument that I will bring up is that we might be very particular, and yes, I totally understand and agree that that might be overdone a little bit. But if the other person in the relationship isn't particular and doesn't care, just accommodate the other person.
Exactly.
I don't know if I'm out of line in saying that, but
we've had that conversation too where I can't remember a specific example, but hey, can you do this thing? And it's, oh, why do I need to do that? It doesn't bother me. And I'm like, well, it bothers me. So if you don't care at all and it is bothering me, then just do it. And then we're both happy.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess, so does Spencer ever have anything that he says to you? I would like you to do this in a particular way, because Adam has nothing to say to me all the time. And I always tell him, you know, if I'm ever doing anything that's bothering you, if there's something, please tell me. But there's never anything. So I just feel like I'm a nag.
We're so damn perfect. No, so funny you should mention that, because we had a little bit of an argument a couple nights ago. We were getting ready to go to this party thing with his friends from work, and we're getting up to go and putting our jackets on and stuff. And so while I was getting ready, he had been sitting in the living room playing video games or something like that. And he got up and goes to put his jacket and stuff on, but he didn't put the pillows back or put the remotes where they go, that sort of thing. So I went and was basically tidying up after him.
Mm-hmm.
And he usually comes to bed after me. So when I wake up in the morning before anyone else, I kind of go around, put the pillows back where they go, the remotes where they go, tidy things up. And so when I saw him with my own eyes get up and then not tidy up, I was like, hey, can you please clean up after yourself and just put things where they go? Because I have to do it every morning and it's kind of annoying. And instead of saying, sorry, or you're right, or doing it himself, he was like, oh, but it's okay when you don't put your stuff away. Are you referring to that one time 2 weeks ago, as opposed to every single day when I clean up after both of us every single day? Is that what you're referring to? We kind of got into a little bit. I asked you to do something, and I understand the instinct is to kind of be a little bit defensive or whatever, but instead of just being accountable and owning it and tidying up after yourself, your instinct was to smoke screen and throw it back onto me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also funny to like try to accuse me of not being tidy. That's a really thin argument there.
That's a good conversation about the challenges of cohabitating.
Yeah.
I'd love to know what other challenges people have.
Growing pains or conversations you guys have had to have started to live with partners.
And you know, what's the best way to approach things? What works, what doesn't work?
Yeah.
For sure. Send us those tips or that information. You can get in touch with us on our Twitter account, which is at TCGA Podcast, or on our Facebook, This Could Get Awkward, or on our email, which is thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
Thanks for listening to our vent session.
Yeah, I kind of feel like a bitch now.
I don't. I'll go hug Spencer.